views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319 527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. I am coming to you from the beautiful state of Florida. It's 81 degrees here. Don't kill me, the rest of you that are going under from this new storm. It's not my fault. Doing my last sci-fi run of the year. Thank you, God in the universe and me, for creating all the blessings that are being bestowed upon me now in this Christmas season. So, speaking of Christmas, I want to remind you, December 14th, get your little fingers ready. That's when the Christmas special launches, which we do every year at the end of the year. For the month of January, we roll out half-hour privates for $100. So, I can only do like four a day, and when January's done, it's over. So if you think you want to do that and take advantage of my gift to you, then December 14th is the day you want to sign up. And thank you, the people who follow me and the people around the world who are finding my beautiful Bubbalopaloo bear, sending out orders every day for kids for Christmas. It's just doing my heart so much good. And donating a lot of them to different toy places for Christmas. You know, I say to you again, you want to feel better? Give. Find some way to give. Whether it's time or money or prayer or a smile or you pass a homeless guy or girl on the street in your car and surround them with light and send them blessings, just give. You're going to feel so much better if you just give. And feeling better, we know, is the key to creation because you move into a state of gratitude and love. So I have a very, very specific thing I want to bring into the show today. It is coming to me from everywhere, every private that I do, information that I'm getting about the state of the world, and just in every way that this world and this work works in the world, this message is coming to me. So I'm going to bring it to you today. It is a huge core belief that encompasses all other core beliefs, and it is the world doesn't have time for me. The world doesn't have time for me. That means I'm not seen in the world. I'm not heard in the world. The world doesn't respond to me. I can't attract what I want from the world to me, right? Because literally, the world does not have time for who I am. So we want to turn that around, and of course they've given us some very definite, clear direction on how to do that. But first, they want us to start by aligning ourselves. And we do that by stating, so everybody is joining in with me. You're not just listening to what I say. You're holding the intention of shifting your energy. And you should feel a slight energetic shift. We are claiming that our hearts are open and aligned with our whole brains. We are claiming that our chakras are open, balanced, spinning in the right direction. Our hara lines are straight, strong, and through the ID point, and we are aligned with source. And they also, before and after, are asking us to claim 1 through 5 on the sheets. In the ionosphere and beyond, I am creation. I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation. In the radiation of my light, and I am the electrical charge of the electromagnetic hole within the whole. I am the charge that creates. I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. My heart is open. I claim this for all energy in all dimensions. Now, in order for us to truly embrace this, we have to choose and direct that we are the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. We're it, guys. We are the energy that creates what our energy does in this world. And we do that by the thoughts we think, the choices we make, the perspectives we hold. If we allow ourselves to think limiting thoughts, if we allow ourselves to hold on to judgment anywhere, anger anywhere, it will not allow us to see a world that has time for us, because we will be in judgment and separation. So we come forward stating that we choose and direct that we are the power, the love, the joy, and the choice, and we know it. We are coming forward to state and direct of our energy that when I value me, the world values me. So the more I can value me, the more the world responds, because like several of our webinars have taught us now, that's the charge we're sending out into the ionosphere that bounces back to us. That's also, as we learned in the autoimmune webinar, the charge that we're sending within and that our body responds to. So we're telling our body and our money and our relationships and our opportunities, I value me. And therefore, the world can come forward and value me also. I direct my pituitary and pineal glands to open and receive this truth, to own this truth. And I acknowledge myself, and I acknowledge that my heart is open permanently because of this claim. And so it is. And now they want us to read once again, I am in the ionosphere and beyond. I am creation. I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation in the radiation of my light. And I am the electrical charge of the electromagnetic hole within the whole. I am the charge that creates. I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. And my heart is open. I claim this for all energy in all dimensions. And so it is. Now, something new is coming in because they're keeping me from going to the calls. Hold on. Sheets, book, song, movie. Well, gosh, I got hit with 3 of them. Gandhi and E.T. I got it already. Okay. There is no reason on earth or in heaven that you have to suffer or conquer to be in the state of love. All you have to do is choose love, no matter what. Now, does that make sense to your brain? Absolutely not. Does it make sense to your heart? 100%. So, those of you that had the fleeting thought of, well, yeah, Dee, but how can I do when I've got, or, well, yeah, but I don't have, so that that makes it really hard to, that's the very thing they're asking us to let go of, okay? Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. So it is. So now I can go to the calls. All righty, here we go. Bring in some great stuff, guys. This is the season to give ourselves the greatest gift of love and expansion possible. Okay, we're going to Susan in Niagara Falls. Hi, Susan, are you on?
I'm here, yes.
Great.
I have a sore throat.
Yes, I can hear that, sweetheart.
Okay. Here's the thing, and here's what I think has happened. I think that I have a sore throat because I did not speak my truth.
That's a true statement. And also, they just want to go to why you're getting sick all the time. You're being plagued with all these different things, Susan. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So that tells us on a physical level. I'm not a doctor. But that tells us on a physical level that your immune system is wearing down. And we know that our immune system wears down when we're in stress. So I'm getting about 2 months ago, and I'm getting with a gentleman. So what's going on with stress? It's not your son. It's a guy.
Okay, maybe that's the guy that I met at the concert that I was going out with for a while that had this significant other that he hadn't seen in a long time. That guy.
Okay, did that happen?
Is it that guy or there's a guy that came in last weekend to stay one night?
No, it's that guy. It's that guy.
Okay,
but
all right.
He represents a lot of guys.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a deep grief that he brought up for you that is yours to heal right now so you can move on and create a relationship that is powerful for you and
okay.
is going to expand you. So let's get to what that grief is. And, okay, well, it's a representation of exactly what we brought in a bigger sense at the beginning of the show. Men don't have time for me. He doesn't have time for me. You know, and significant relationships are the world. They represent the world doesn't have time for me.
Okay.
Okay. Did you follow that? So
yes.
If you can't make money, money doesn't have time for you and money's part of the world. If relationships aren't working in your life, the world isn't working for you in your life. If your body isn't working for you, your body is the world of your health. It's what encompasses you and it doesn't have time. So that's, again, they're reiterating the belief. Men, money, my body, everything in this world has time for me because I value who I am. I'm seen, I'm heard, I'm responded to. And I attract this world responding to me in positive and empowering ways. And so it is.
Yes.
Okay, that's the seat of everything. You see, we don't speak our truth if we don't think anybody's listening.
Right. I do have a good thing that happened. I had a gentleman here that I've been acquainted to for a couple of years, and he wanted to stay and overnight last weekend, and I said, fine, overnight's fine. He's homeless, basically. And then he suggested that he work in my garden, which really needed work, and I could use his help. And I said, yes, you can stay and work, you know, the garden and stuff. Well, I found that he was just using me to get a place to stay.
Well,
and
of course
really
it is.
Hear me out, please.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, yesterday I told him, as soon as I got up, I told him, I said, I've had enough of this. You're out of here. I need you to pack up your things and leave now. He sat there for a minute, and then I said, what don't you understand? I need you to pack up your things and leave now. So I forced him out, and he's gone, and never welcome back here again, ever.
Okay,
so, I'm very
so the part
of
you should be proud of yourself, that's a big step for you. And the channel is saying, but you need to really recognize that that's the part of you in there that's saying, I'm not worth it, so I'll take what I can get.
I see.
And that's why you keep attracting these people, so that you will get that message that your value in this world is more than that, Susan.
Okay, I get it.
Okay? We've got to know our value if the world is going to know our value. And then we've got to receive what the world brings us. We've got to be open to receiving everything that the universe brings us once we have now made that shift to the world has time for me. I'm seen, I'm heard, I'm responded to, and I am honored. I am honored in this world because I honor myself. Got it?
Yeah, I got it. I think, like
okay.
I said, I brought the sore throat on for not speaking my truth sooner.
Well, okay. Can you now go, you know, Susan, you did a lot better. You spoke it as soon as you realized it. So my body doesn't have to take a hit anymore because I'm going to listen. I don't have to pay for it financially. I don't have to pay for it with my body or my relationships. I just have to go out and create. Okay?
That's what I got. That's what I got
because,
out of
good,
it.
Good, because that's not honoring ourselves to think we have to get sick or lose money or something to pay for our bad decisions. Guys, you're here to learn. You're here to find out all about this stuff and get clear about this stuff. That's why they're saying you've got to honor yourself and have time for yourself. Don't ever put yourself down. You're already forgiven. Already forgiven. Because there was really nothing to forgive yourselves for. You're just here to learn. Okay? Thank you, darling.
Thank you. I love you. Bye. And
I love you too. Feel better. Okay. And we're going to Kathy in Seattle. Hi, you're on, honey.
Hi, Dee. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
So everything that you said and that's been brought up so far is like so exactly what I was actually going to bring up for me. And so that brought
look
up
at the surprise on my face.
Yes. So that brought up another thing. Your last thing with Susan is we're here to learn. And I'm going, okay, what am I not learning that's making me feel so disconnected right now?
It's not that you're not learning it. It's you're not practicing it. And that is where we're all at, and that's going to make the big difference between a successful 2017. Well, see, I'm already doing predictions. And staying in the same stuff. Kathy, stop doing whatever you're doing. Making
all right.
too much noise. Thank you.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so you answer me because you already know. What are you supposed to be doing that you're not taking action on, and you're doing it the same way that you've done it pretty much since you came in? What do you know needs to change?
What do I know that needs to change? Well, the first thing that hit my mind was loving myself.
Okay. Well, let's just stop there, guys. Because if you're not loving yourself, everything else that you need to do stems from that. You're not going to choose to eat well. You're not going to, you're going to choose to judge yourself and go down, you know, get down on yourself and say, why can't I? Why shouldn't I? I'm not worthy. Oh, blah, 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 blah. You're not going to make the decisions that are powerful for you if you don't choose to love and honor yourself first. And that's the charge that we send out without and within. So if we're not loving and honoring ourselves, how can the world love and honor ourselves with its time? It's not possible.
So, okay, but so I take time. I do things that I like to do. I spend time with my beloved dog. So there's something else that's...
Yeah, there is, because everything you've mentioned, my pendulum says no. Sheets, book, song, give me a movie.
Something flitted in and flitted out before I could catch it.
Well, that was you. So get out of your way and just let it come in. Because, first of all, let's claim you want the highest answer. You want to get to this. I love myself enough to know the truth. What?
Silver bells.
Silver bells. Okay. It's Christmas time in the city. Okay, Kathy and everybody, we don't have to wait for Christmas. There's no time that you have to wait for. There's nothing you have to wait for or know when you have to wait for to truly love who you are. Your dog will love you whether you feed it or not, whether you walk it or not, whether you love on it or not. Your animals love you. Can we not just look at them and learn? They're just happy to be there to love you. So if I asked you what time are you waiting for, Kathy, before you can really love yourself, what time would that be?
That I'm waiting for?
Yeah.
I know the answer should be now, but...
Well, but obviously
brain.
It's not. That's the right, right answer. We're trying to get to subconsciously, you're waiting for a time that something happens. And what I want you all to get is that time doesn't happen until you choose for it to happen now. So are you clear about what? I'll be happy when what? I'll love myself when what? What's the answer?
When I make enough I want, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. So what you just said was my love for myself is conditional upon the money that I make.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, would you tell the most beloved other person in your life, would you tell your child? Would you tell your dog?
Right.
I'll love you when you make enough money.
Right.
Well, so stop it. You know what it is. Go watch Bob Newhart. Stop it. If you want money, you gotta love money. And you've gotta love yourself. Because why are you going to go out and make money for somebody you don't love and honor and respect? That comes first, baby. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. You got
Thank you.
Now you've got to act on it, woman. There's your Christmas gift, they're saying.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay. Thank you. I love you.
I love you, too. All right. Let's see. Jeannie, you're up in New York. Hi, sweetheart.
I don't think you want to talk to me.
Well, the channel wants to talk to you. What's up?
Oh, I don't know where to begin. I hate doctors. Let's start there. I cannot.
Well, you hate them, but you sure do create a lot of opportunities for them in your life.
I have been, because of the diagnoses I've received. And I don't know what I have been trying to work on me, and I'm not getting any place.
Okay. First of all, Jeannie, this they're saying, I have to do a longer session with you around this. We can't get to everything on the radio show, but they want to give you not the biggest thing, but the biggest place where you can start today. So coming off of Kathy's call, where are you not loving yourself, Jeannie?
All over, I think.
That's a true statement. So what can you do to love yourself? Do you know?
Nope. Not at this point.
The first thing in all creation, guys, is you have to choose. So let's just say Jeannie's been saying to herself subconsciously, I can't love myself until I'm really healthy. And let's just say that Jeannie has a subconscious message that she's not supposed to. Those are the highest words. I'm not supposed to love myself. So can you see how that would break your body down? You
Yep.
have to love yourself in order to create health, but you're not supposed to love yourself.
Yep.
Now, your body is going to bring that to your attention in every way it can, Jeannie, until you get it. So I want to know today, are you committed to loving yourself in every way? I'm asking everybody.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go to our love place. Wherever you feel that strongest place of love, now choose to feel that for yourself. You know, they're showing me Savannah, my white shepherd, which many of you knew. And I've often said it. You know, my goal in life is to love myself as much as Savannah loved me. Without question, without reason, without any...
Unconditionally.
Yes, and with no strings attached, she was just there to practice love for me. And that's where we want to be with ourselves, guys. Give yourself that gift this Christmas. Okay? And and Jeannie, I will be home tomorrow if you want to talk further about this. But they're saying they want to do it on the show for some reason, which is very unusual.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
What's a good time?
Well, just email me and remind me, and I'll follow up.
Okay.
All right, darling.
Thank you.
First of all, start loving yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, darling. And remember, you are the love, the joy, the choice, right? And the focus of your creation. So get busy focusing on what you want. Love you. Bye.
And the book will be out this week.
Is it about the book? No. And the name of your book is?
That's a very good question. It keeps slipping from my mind. Why You Are Here Now.
Okay. And it's available where?
It will be on Amazon by the end of the week.
Great. Congratulations. I know
Thank
what that's
you.
Like to write your first book. Congratulations.
No, this is the fifth.
Oh, sorry. Well, even the fifth. All right, love. Thank you.
Thanks, dear. Bye.
Okay, we are going to Karen in... Ooh, I just lost Karen. My switchboard popped. We're going to Karen in Toronto. Hi, honey.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good, baby.
Love you. I listened to the autoimmune webinar.
It was incredible.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
It's pretty dang amazing. I would strongly urge anybody to listen to this because it has to do with everything that goes on in your life. What can we do for you, darling?
I've been experiencing a lot of headaches, and I'm finding that I'm just as you were talking, I got the feeling that my headaches, it's like I hear things that inspire me to tears, and then I forget. I'm distracted. And I know that for me, blocking myself.
Yeah, because when you're moved, like I had a boyfriend once tell me I could keep Hallmark cards in business. I cannot watch a Hallmark commercial or a Budweiser thing at the Olympics with all the beautiful horses without crying. It just touches my heart, right? Yeah, and that's a way that we talk to ourselves about love. Now, I'm not a doctor, Karen, but they are strongly suggesting, they gave me fall, and then when I said, did you have a fall? Okay, so it's not a physical fall. There's something that you have perceived as a fall from grace, and it has taken you out of alignment. My understanding this in the highest way, most complete way, I get a yes. So how long have the headaches been going? A couple of weeks or what?
Yeah, about a month now.
Okay. Well, they want to go back 2 weeks.
Okay.
But do you have a chiropractor, an osteopath, or somebody that can help you? And this is physical, yes. Physically get back into alignment?
Yes.
Okay, because they're suggesting that that's going to help your headaches. Now, whether it's just an adjustment or they're going to have information for you that will help guide you to, releasing these. But they want to, where did you feel like, oh, God, I did something bad, or I shouldn't have done that, or I'm not proud of myself for doing that 2 or 3 weeks ago?
I went to HR about my boss.
Okay. Well, that's where we're going. And that had been building up before you went, correct?
Yes. 2 years, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, again, you see, we're talking about taking action. So if we don't take action on what we know we should take action on, we start fighting ourselves when we don't speak our truth. We start fighting ourselves, and our bodies go into conflict with themselves. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what it's really about. But it's upset your sleep and your sleep patterns and everything so much that you're not even aware of, and the tension that you're holding in your shoulders and your neck, that there's stuff that's out of alignment.
Okay.
But you have been out of alignment with yourself.
Yes, very much so.
Okay. So you have to know now, okay, they want everybody to really hear this, because what happens is we go, okay, I'm going to move on this now. And then we feel guilty and bad for doing what we should have done the first time we were given the instinct to move on it. And so we have defined self-love as sitting on this stuff so that we don't make waves, or so that we're nice little girls and boys, or you know, we don't want to get anybody into trouble, or whatever your reason was for sitting on this for 2 years. It may have helped them. It damaged you.
Yes, and it's, I finally had to release and just, instead of being angry and upset, I just kept sending him love. Now he's really nice to me. You know, whatever he was doing behind my back to sabotage me, you can see the results of that through the eyes of the management, which is okay, but it just took me out
of
alignment.
It's not okay. What do you mean it's okay? Why
right.
would that be okay for people to be dishonoring you? You see, if that's okay with us, we're going to put up with this. And that means I'm not honoring myself. That's the charge I keep sending out. So, of course, they are going to keep acting this way because they're relating to your charge.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You got it, didn't you?
Damn it.
No. Yippee. Oh. You got it.
Damn.
That's how it works. If I don't love me, the world isn't going to love me because the world is going to match my charge. And so if I have things in the world coming back to me in an unloving way, in an unhonoring way, dishonoring way, right?
That's why
I'll tell you, all this started to open up for me 2 months ago about all the stuff that I was going through on the set. And I finally went to my producer and told him exactly how I felt. But the point is, you see, we don't point the finger toward them. We go within and go, wow, how can I come into alignment with this so that I start getting what I want?
I got it, Dee. Oh, my God.
You good. Yeah. You know, they're singing the Hallelujah chorus right now, Karen. Hallelujah.
Oh, I love
you
so much.
Okay. Hopefully, because of your bravery, everybody else got it too. Thank you, darling.
I love you. Thank you.
I love you. My channel. Thank you guys for coming through. Vicki in South Carolina, you're on.
Oh, hi, Dee. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I had a retinal tear that got fixed this last week, and I have been using the body book to see why.
They're saying to me it's in the body book, but it's not under retinal. And those of you that use the body book, oftentimes, maybe 20% of the time, I'm directed to go to someplace other than what the title is that I think I'm looking for. So, do you have two books, Vicki? Are your body books two books or one book?
The one big body book.
Okay. So, let me see if I can get you a
pen. Body?
Yeah. Hold on. Because I've had them forever, and they used to come in two books. So 0 through 100, 100 through 2, 2 to 3, 50, 50 through 60, 70 through 80, 80 through 90, 80 through 85, 86, 87. Can you turn to page 288, please?
Okay, I'm there.
Okay. What's at the top of the page? There's something at the top of the page?
It says blisters on the left hand, bloated, something. Do I have the right page?
Yes, you do. Okay. So I want you to go to the second line down.
Okay.
And what does it say?
The second line from the top?
Yes.
It says, run amok anxiety. They feel like they are somehow untrustworthy in their motivations, resulting in self-distrust and felt powerlessness.
Okay, does that resonate with anything in your life?
Sure, yes.
Okay, that's what it was, because you didn't want to see that.
Okay, yeah.
And you need to look at that now Sorry, you've got me on speaker, and I keep getting a lot of feedback, Vicki. Can you take me off
here.
Speaker?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. You needed to see that this was going on in your life.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know what subject?
Anxiety. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
Do you know what subject it is referring to in your life?
The only thing I can think of is just fear of bodily illness, going to doctors or anything.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So you need to track, and they'll say this will be very easy for you. Look at all the messages your parents gave you and the modeling that they gave you about getting old. Because subconsciously, all that's coming to light again.
Yeah.
Subconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh. So that is subconsciously where you've been putting your focus. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. And so if that, whatever we put our focus on, that's what we feed and that's what we create more of. If you want health, you need to start focusing on health.
Okay.
You know, my grandmother didn't have a day of sickness in her life that I can remember until she was like 84 or 85. And she used to say to me, yeah, everybody around me is dead or really sick, Dee Dee, but I'm not going there.
I like that, and I'm working on that, but I feel I'm healthy, basically pretty healthy.
But? What's the but?
But I had a retinal tear, and I'm always fearing annual checkups at the doctor.
Okay. Well, how about you go to your annual checkup to celebrate how healthy you are?
I have thought of that. I'm
okay, but you haven't practiced it. Again, we know it.
Mm.
We're not doing what we know.
Mm.
You have got to guide yourselves now and redirect yourselves and take action around what you know. Okay? Loving yourself. Loving yourself, Vicki, is not being in fear of being sick in your old age.
Right. I agree.
Okay. So you had an accident. You had a retinal tear. Oh, okay. Well, there's something I'm supposed to be looking at. And because I got this retinal tear, that put me in all this fear. And I know I hate to go get my annual checkup. Well, I better clean that belief system up. Thank you for bringing it to my attention. Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. Get busy then.
I will. Thank you very much.
Love you.
Appreciate it. I love you too. Thank you. Bye.
You know, guys, they just keep telling us over and over and over and over again. We know it all. We've learned it all. We've studied it all. We're not doing it. Practicing it. And then we go, well, why can't I? And why can't I is because we're not doing it. All right, we're going to Susan in Texas. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Oh, hi. Well, this is amazing, this call today, because you started off with the Gandhi thing, and that's been my whole life statement. I called the first time back in January about a divorce, that a 45-year marriage. I had just gone through mediation. Long story short, I thought I accepted mediation to go through it fast, but I didn't actually get the divorce till April. As I'm speaking here, I have 2 days to get out of this house. Last Monday, I went to court. However, that being said, I want to say, well, for everybody in this community, this is a sanctuary. It's held me in a space where I can just be in my light.
and
not be reactive. I mean, so many times, it's surreal on the 3D world. People are like, how does this happen? You know, the guy's filthy rich. He's actually the little support he gave, the check, he doesn't put in checks about. So I have no money. It's a 45-year marriage that I'm going to lose, you know, all my material, the little material things, because I, in doing the disclosures, I found out, my gosh, I never asked for anything. I don't have things of material value. So, but that being said, because I don't want to go, that's a story. I've been held in a light. My kids, I think, wanted to have me committed throughout these last months. So why isn't she not? What the heck is wrong with her that she's not responding the way that most people would? But what I've been doing, I've been like the lighthouse, just staying still in my light. I just keep bringing in light. And it's every Sunday when I call, like the autoimmune, I've got cancer. I've got mold toxicity from the house, from this house having a hurricane. So, you know, it's just amazing all the energy if you allow. And you just can't, I don't know how to express. I wish I had an hour to just say, but I just want to, in from my heart, give everybody the support. Just stay in the light. It's that simple. And I've said that to my kids. Life is so simple if you allow it to be. You know,
yeah,
growing up.
That's true.
Now, my question, and my, because you did choose me, it was funny because when you said Susan from NIAG, I thought it was me, and I was going to, okay, prepare. What do you want to communicate? Be clear. Because, of course, I am anxious. You know, I'm trying to gather the things. My question is for the channel. Or first of all, I do ask for everyone, if you could just send me more supportive light, because there is a part that I have the anxiety, and the part of the anxiety is the things that I've treasured for myself, and they're things that people would rock if my kids gave me from hiking places, things that don't look like value to anyone else. I'm going to lose my all the, quote, material valuable things.
Okay, like, hold on, Susan. Take
sure.
a breath. I want you to
yes.
stop and take a breath.
Okay.
Okay, because there's a lot of stuff I'm being hit with here. First of all, this is the highest question.
Yes.
Hold on. I had to make sure I wasn't getting involved here.
Yeah.
they want to know why you didn't get what was yours.
The lawyer, my lawyer, the case is out in San Antonio. The lawyer that I found, you know, she wasn't pro bono, but she would take my case without having to put down money, really messed up and did not, in the mediation, apparently. She never filed when he was in not following the mediation agreement of getting me the money.
Okay. So they would like to suggest to you that you take action against that lawyer and see if you can bring another lawyer in, because they did not do due diligence.
Right. I know that. I'm going one step at a time. No.
Do you hold on. Do you love yourself enough and hold your worth high enough to go through this again to get what you deserve?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. After these last couple months from April, oh, yes. Every show, I scream. When you say that, I'm screaming. Yes, I do. You know, because I realized I was kind of a Bolshevik that walked and took on pain to try to relieve the pain. I know what this has been, a very good lesson.
Well, and basically, what they want you to know is you gave yourself up.
I did.
To get out, you gave yourself up.
Right. I know that.
Okay. Now, if we truly love ourselves, do we make ourselves pay for giving ourselves what we want?
No. No,
not in our bodies, not with our money, not in any way. Okay.
Exactly.
So now they're taking me to a core belief that they want you to address. Hold on.
Okay.
This page, here. Okay, well, back to the beginning of the show. You don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. So yeah. The world doesn't have time for me. He doesn't have time for me. I don't have time for me. And so I have to leave myself and my worth and what I want. And that's what you've got to change around so that this can start.
I got it just in the beginning when you were saying that. And then I was at such peace that you didn't call me. I was like, yes. First of all, when you said the Gandhi thing, because that's been my whole, be the peace you want to see, be that peace. And I've lost that.
But they want everybody to be clear. They're not saying be the peace means fall on a sword.
Exactly, which I did. Boy, did I.
Yeah, you did, sweetheart. And
I got it. Trust me, I got it. I mean, next week if I call in, you'll hear a different energy.
Well, I am not judging your energy at all. The channel wants you to know this doesn't have to be over, and you can get up off the sword and be whole again. But not as long as you own the belief that you have to stay on the sword in order to create what you want.
That's right.
You know, and they're taking me to your mother and old religious stuff.
Yeah. Well, I lost my mother very young.
Okay, so but somehow...
Well, my father became a Catholic because she was Catholic.
Yeah.
So that was it.
See, so there's a double thing going on here. There's that double message, religious message. You need God to save who you are, and yet God won't save you.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you can't have it both ways. You either have a God that mirrors the power and the self-love that you have, or you have a vengeful God that, is going to take your health and your life away because you don't want to stay married to the guy.
Right. I think this year with all these meetings that I slowly walk into that light and transformed into, I am the Christ. I am the God or the creator. I like to say creator for me.
Yes.
I am.
And then God can come in and create with you.
Right. And I don't have to be worthy of his energy or creation energy coming into me. I hold it. And I've gotten that.
Yep.
And now I want my one, if I can just share the human anxiety I still have is the pain my sons are going through. Like I've got to find.
Okay. Stop. Stop.
Sure.
Stop, Susan. Take a breath.
Yeah.
Okay, you can love them, you can support them, and you can hold the balance around them. Cannot take their pain away if they want their pain.
Okay.
You can't.
Okay.
You know, and the best thing you can do for them is go, guys, love yourselves enough to get out of this pain.
Right.
You know, this isn't going to help any of us get what we want. We
right.
got to get back to love.
Right.
Okay. Well, so it's a familial thing that everybody falls back into this religious and righteous pain. But it doesn't help us, guys. It doesn't help us.
No.
Okay. All right, my love. Thank you for calling
in,
Susan.
Thank you so much. Thank you for everyone and happy holidays to everybody.
You too.
Thank you for all. But please just flash some light here.
I
can use some shots of the light, Thank you.
Of delight. I love that. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just take a moment to send some love to Susan. Courage. Light, courage to love herself and come forward for herself, and for each one of us that participates in this beautiful community of ours. Okay? just drop into your heart place and hold that state of love and light for everyone, for the world, and mostly for yourself. Because when you hold it truly for yourself, everybody else rises up to hold it also. I can't tell you how much I love this community. Love you, treasure you, honor you, and support you in every and any way. If you are having health difficulties and you cannot afford to order the autoimmune, please let me know and I will gift it to you, because I know that when I gift my love, it always comes back to me. Go find places where you can give everybody a smile, a hug, sending light when somebody doesn't even know you're sending it. Right? Give where you can. And find the expansion of your own self-love becoming more and more of an experience for you. I love you so much. I will see you next week. And December 14th, we're rolling out the Christmas special. Till we meet again, love yourself, love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because you know, that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.